Mentor Association, USA, at the Washington, D.C. chapter is really grateful for the international community who have stepped up to help in bringing the kidnapped girls at Chibok Secondary School back to their parents and community at large. And we hope that it's going to happen sooner than later. It is unfortunate that, you know, things have been going really so bad in Nigeria now with all these terrorist acts. But we feel the leadership at all levels should really, really step up, you know, to enhance their efforts in defeating terrorism. It is evident right now, you know, these terrorists, they are improving. They are, on a daily basis, making progress, you know, in causing mayhem to ordinary citizens of Nigeria.
There are some Nigerians who are saying that politicians or opposition politicians in the country are taking advantage of this unfortunate incident to make political capital and to discredit the government ahead of next year's election. What do you make of this?
This is not the time and the place to sort of, you know, play the blame game, so to say. Using politics or, you know, even using religion, as you know, it may also using maybe tribes and cultures for one to score some cheap political gains. It's not helping the nation at all. Consequently, it's not going to help even the person at the long run who would think this might help him or her to get some, you know, score some political points. This is a national tragedy, and it should be treated so. So if one thing that, you know, he or she can use whatever card, you know, he or she may have at hand, religion, tribe, you know, politics, that person must not be thinking thoroughly, and he's not a forward-thinking person, because he might get the point quite okay, but it's not going to make any dent as far as he may think he's making progress, but now he's not.
Both the federal government and the state government have acted too slowly to free these abducted school young women, because each day that they have not been found, their chances of being found becomes bleaker.
You know, the fact that what I mentioned for the leadership to step up, that includes the leadership to be very responsive in a very timely manner. You cannot expect such a thing of such a magnitude to happen, and the leadership being so irresponsive for almost 3 weeks. Now, thanks to the international community, I believe in part that is the reason why both levels of leadership are coming out to, at least for the first time, say something about it. You're right. As you know, as time goes, nothing is happening. The chances of actually bringing back these innocent girls is getting bleaker. But the hope is right now, the whole communities, international community, Nigerians and the ordinary citizens in Nigeria are all out to make sure that our girls are back to their parents safely. And we hope that this is going to happen very soon. So now back to your question. We need our leaders to put their heads together, truly show the leadership qualities they may have to at least have a national, take this as a national tragedy. It's not a regional tragedy, which many people think that it is. The same case with Niger Delta, when there was, issue of Niger Delta militancy. Many people think that is a regional issue. No, it's not. If you listen to any media outlet in this world, they will not tell you Borno State or Adamawa or Niger Delta. They will tell you Nigeria first. The first thing you will see is Nigeria, so thing is happening in Nigeria. When it comes to details, they might mention the region. But what you hear is Nigeria. So we're all in this boat. We have to realize that. And it's only when we come together as a nation, take it as a national tragedy, where everyone should play his or her own role then we can honestly be able to defeat whatever mayhem is, you know, being played against us right now.